VOI listeners and viewers, it's 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time. It means that Indonesia Today is also available on RRI Net, on UCTV, on rri.co.id, and of course at voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. With me, Rahma, your Sunday Fun Day companion on January 19, 2025. As always, later we present information about Indonesia and a program that presents the latest agenda, latest events by the Indonesian embassies or consulate generals. It's on Diplomatic Corner. So stick around, don't go anywhere, still on Indonesia Today.
At RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Dalam diri. Indonesia.
Today's Diploma Recorder highlights Indonesian Consulate General in Cape Town welcomes internship students from Pajajaran University. The Indonesian Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Cape Town, South Africa welcomed an internship student of the Faculty of Law, Pajajaran University, UNPAD, Aira Sherasati, since January 6, 2025. Through an official statement on Thursday, Indonesian Consul General for South Africa, Tudiono, expressed the hope that the internship experience at the Indonesian Consulate General in Cape Town will provide benefits to the students, both related to scientific disciplines and general diplomatic practices. Consul General Tudiono welcomed the program and expressed his appreciation because the Consulate General had been chosen as the internship location, so that they could share experience in implementing diplomatic missions. He also hopes through the internship, the student can gain experience and a deeper understanding of diplomatic practices in the field of trade promotion, investment, tourism, socioculture, and protection of Indonesian citizens in the work area. Meanwhile, Aira Sherasati said this internship cannot be converted into semester credits units of courses. However, Aira Sherasati assessed internship is very important to get an overview of the world of works, prepare oneself substantively and mentally from an early age, and broaden the horizons of legal and diplomatic practices. During the internship, Aira involved in handling cases of domestic violence against Indonesian women who are married to local citizens. Aira is also involved in consular service, protection of ship crew, discussion of preparation for the G20 session where South Africa currently holds the presidency, meetings with business people, and promotion of socio-cultural cooperation. Consul General Tudiono also said last year the Indonesian Consulate General in Cape Town also accepted two female students from London School of Public Relations for 3 months. The two female students were involved in organizing the Indonesian People's Market on October 14, 2023. They also actively helped prepare the event promotion to a number of mass media, which is mostly targeted the people in Cape Town, and also helped implement the People's Market event. Regarding bilateral diplomacy, the two London School Public Relations students were also involved in helping prepare materials and practicing in the meeting of the Indonesian Consulate General with the Mayor of Mossel Bay on November 16, 2024. Tudiono said, London School Public Relations plans to send more interns to the Indonesian Consulate General in Cape Town in the last quarter of this year. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
Indonesia. Strategically lies in the heart of Coral Triangle. The global epicenter of marine diversity. Beyond doubt, is a diverse paradise. Indonesia's underwater has so much to offer. Its beauty is unparalleled. Indonesia has raised the bar in implementing health protocols for diving activities. Nothing is left to chance, so that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Or maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Or explore the best muck diving site in the world. Be prepared to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers too. Diving in Indonesia. It's safer and more fun. You don't have to wait that long anymore to be back. So, what are you waiting for?
It's time for a quote of the day. Prominent Indonesian educator of Indonesia, Ki Hajar Dewantara, once said, "Ingarso sum tulodo, ing madio bangun karso, tut wuri handayani," which means in front, set an example, in the middle, build spirit, from behind, provide encouragement. This quote reflects his philosophy on leadership and education, which emphasizes guidance and inspiration.
Baby, this is just the way I
Back in 2004, The Way You Look At Me, but now it's the version of Indonesian singer Nyoman Paul and Indonesian noted musician Andy Rianto. Listener, Padang, West Sumatra, Indonesia is having its moment. Named Agoda's fastest growing destination for 2025, this rising star in West Sumatra is captivating travelers with its world-famous dishes and legendary stories. So why it's stealing the spotlight? Padang's rich heritage is brought to life through tales like Malin Kundang and Siti Nurbaya, which are woven into its cultural fabric. These timeless stories, combined with vibrant traditions, make Padang a destination filled with history and intrigue. And when it comes to Padang, of course, it reminds us of Nasi Padang or Padang rice. With rendang crowned one of the world's best dishes by Taste Atlas, alongside the iconic nasi padang and sate padang, every bite is a culinary masterpiece. Padang's landmarks you cannot miss, like Mandeh Islands, Grand Mosque of West Sumatra, Siti Nurbaya Bridge, and Aditya Warman Museum. And Padang's recognition as Agoda's fastest growing destination cements its status as a rising star in global travel. With a perfect blend of culture, cuisine, and breathtaking sights, Padang is a must-see for 2025. So start planning your unforgettable journey right now.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of the
at RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Yang itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Jugurai. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyandetkeun, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of nyanit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which Dasep Bagusalam is striving to preserve. In the Nyanit tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Jugurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm.
Ayo orangnya nih.
The glass of tea is rotated twice, clockwise, over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4th sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum. Nah.
The Sundanese old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati often used the Nyanit tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Nah, jadi, dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Rotating the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things. Day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention works. An action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Dasep through the Nyanit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi
the impact of the Nyanit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanit. Oh, we actually have a tea drinking tradition, and it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyanit tradition is becoming increasingly well known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, JASEP also aims for Indonesia to products which play important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
Yang first tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyanit community is to create a Nyanit village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanit village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanit tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanitnya juga.
Indonesia. Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Matamu melemahkanku saat pertama kali kulihatmu. Dan jujur, ku tak pernah merasa, ku tak pernah merasa begini. Matamu melemahkanku saat pertama kali kulihatmu. Dan jujur, ku tak pernah merasa, ku tak pernah merasa begini. Oh mungkin inikah cinta pandangan yang pertama. Karena apa yang ku rasa ini tak biasa. Jika benar ini cinta, mulai dari mana? Oh dari mana? Dari matamu. Buatku jatuh, jatuh terlalu, jatuh ke hati. Dari matamu, matamu ku mulai jatuh cinta. Ku melihat, melihat ada bayangnya. Dari mata ku buatku jatuh, jatuh terlalu, jatuh ke hati. Matamu melemahkanku saat pertama kali ku lihatmu. Dan jujur, ku tak pernah merasa, ku tak pernah merasa begini. Oh mungkin inikah cinta pandangan yang pertama. Karena apa yang ku rasa ini tak biasa. Jika benar ini cinta, mulai dari mana? Oh dari mana? Dari matamu, matamu ku mulai jatuh cinta. Ku melihat, melihat ada bayangnya. Dari mata ku buatku jatuh, jatuh terus, jatuh ke hati. Dari matamu, matamu ku mulai jatuh cinta. Ku melihat, melihat ada bayangnya. Dari mata ku buatku jatuh, jatuh terus, jatuh ke hati.
Sumatra. Famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slabs, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myths, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninja. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Paddling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous traditions. Bachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silek. Visiting the Pagariung Palace. Acknowledge the cultural history of Minangkabau. The enchanting plate dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical invulnerability. The various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver craft in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun kit fabrics and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
dong. Ayo kita semua mulai dari hal kecil kita lakuin. Dari palang pintu silat roti buaya, bir pelek tok kerang telur bangge budaya. Beragam cita rasa ada di kota Jakarta. Kudu bangge kudu cinta mulai dari kita.
Ada cerita di setiap langkah.
Ada cintanya, ada sukanya. Kita kudu semangat ya.
Dari dari sudut barat sampai ke timur.
Timur tu mana?
Dan ku ada kau bersenang senang denganku mengikuti Jakarta.
Listeners and viewers, that's wrap today's program of Indonesia Today on RRI Net. Because on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App channel VOI, we keep on airing till the next 1 hour. So I'm Rahma Sadinau. Thank you so much for joining Indonesia Today on RRI Net. Stay tuned, still on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINet.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Indonesia, and these are our stories. Stories you might not have seen, heard, or watched. Waiting for your discovery. And for you to write your own. This is our beauty. Ever heard people say the grass is greener on the other side? Well, this is the other side. Except that it's not just green, but also blue, red, and yellow too, as far as eyes can see. This is our secret. Shh. Better lower your volume. You don't want to wake them up. Inside this jungle, they proudly frown and growl and whatever it is they're doing over here. And can you hear it? It's our call to feast. So don't be shy. Treat yourself with something sweet, savory, spicy. Just don't lick your screen, please. These aren't just some foods or spices. It's our legacy, crafted, refined, served over time. And this, yeah, this is Bali. You know, with its wonderful beaches, mountains, palm trees, and parties. But why stop there? Go further. Meet the locals, the very hands who craft the finest and the very best every single day. Because all this is Indonesia, and all these are our stories. It's time for you to discover them and write your own. So, where do you begin?
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian and United States governments completed the debt transfer process worth $35 million US on January 15 for coral reef conservation and protection activities in Indonesia. In a statement from his office on Saturday, Director of Ecosystem and Aquatic Biota Conservation of the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, M. Firdaus Agung Kunto Kurniawan, informed the funds from this debt transfer will be focused on protecting and conserving coral reef ecosystems in the Bird's Head Seascape and Sunda Banda Sea. Bank Indonesia lowered its benchmark interest rate, or Bank Indonesia rate, to 5.75%. The reduction aims to stimulate national economic growth. The governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, said he wanted to create a conducive climate for the business sector, which could later drive economic growth. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.